You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato, and today we have a returning guest,
Mr. Michael Blaustein.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? Michael Blaustein.
That is a very Jewish name, but you're not Jewish.
You're not Jewish?
I'm not Jewish. Well, I mean,
Jewish in that family.
It depends on if I'm in a meeting with, like, execs.
Then you're Jewish?
Then I'm Jewish.
Right.
You're so stupid.
But if I'm just in life, then I'm not Jewish. My dad is Jewish. My mom's not. They got divorced when I was 6 months because it was my fault. And then, and then I went with my mom, and she was Catholic, so she raised me Catholic. But I did have a bris, which is a Jewish tradition of shaving the skin off the little peepee, little baby peepee.
So you're circumcised.
A bris.
I'm actually very against
a Lipton bris.
A brisk. Those are great.
Those are so good.
Brisk.
We're getting money for that.
I wish they would pay me money. Brisk.
They would.
Or just a lifetime supply of advice to you.
Hey, Brisk, if you want to sponsor our podcast, we are down.
Brisk.
Hey, also, Five Hour Energy, if you want to sponsor me, I'm down as well.
That's who definitely should sponsor you.
And I have an Icy Hot on my back right now.
Yeah, you do.
Joe has some back problems because he's getting old at 23.
It's honestly pathetic the way that it happened.
I want to know what happened, man.
You know what's crazy? I was having a great fucking day because, like, I woke up and I'm always tired. If for some reason I took like 15 melatonin, I took one. It was like 10 milligrams, but I took a melatonin and I slept really well, and I woke up like perfect, like on the dot. I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at my desk at work, and also my back's just like, fuck you, and just like cramps up, and then I couldn't walk.
From the melatonin?
No.
No,
just
he
from,
was just,
just
he was just saying
was
he had
just
a
from
he had a
sitting?
Great, no, he was just saying he took a melatonin because
yeah,
he had
sitting.
a nice
I think it's
because
my posture was bad, and it just like everything caught up to me, and just,
damn.
How your sucks. Posture looks fine now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about my posture.
Now. By the way, what I was saying is I'm actually against circumcision now.
Were you saying that?
Of course
Before.
You were, Kate.
Why?
What the fuck?
Think about
first,
it.
Why, you want a turtle
Shane,
dick? Why?
Listen, I did get Shane circumcised.
Thank
That's
God.
Before. Stop.
Okay.
That's before I thought about it ever. And when he came back, his little baby penis was all red and raw. And I was like, what did I just do?
You
and
fucking
why?
Set him up for life. That's what you did.
Yeah. Do you understand?
I would never. If I had another boy, I would not get him circumcised.
Do you enjoy having penises that are uncircumcised around
I've
you?
I've been with guys who don't have circumcised penises.
Oh,
totally fine. Totally
I'm judging
the
you.
Same.
It,
oh,
they're
I care.
Not the same. You find all types of things in that skin.
No, you don't.
You
Quarters.
Find lifesavers.
Yes. Lint.
Fruit by the foots.
That was way more acceptable to find. No.
Termites.
A
yes,
bottle
they do.
Cap.
No.
Termites
no, you
live,
don't.
Termites don't live in foreskin?
Yeah, they do.
So there you go.
That's why it's called I'm Getting Wood.
Yes.
Sponsored by Bad Jokes. Here we go.
This is why we've been brainwashed to think. Ignore that. We've been brainwashed to think that we need to get our kids circumcised.
Yeah, we need to cut our dicks. Make them pretty. That's why you gotta
you
get
You don't.
Haircuts.
It's socially acceptable genital mutilation.
What I heard, real quick, was men with without circumcision, they actually have, it feels so much better because they have that much,
they have a lot more nerve endings.
Yeah, right. I actually did a video recently. It was called 10 Things You Didn't Know About Vaginas. And one of the facts was that vaginas have 8,000 nerve endings and penises only have 4,000.
Hmm. Yeah.
Which is weird because usually dudes
your voice
can't
went a
make
little funny. Weird.
Sometimes girls sometimes guys can't make girls orgasm.
Right.
Yet we're feeling half of what they're feeling.
Yeah, so get your wives together, vaginas.
So
I would just
little,
like to say yeah. I love you both so much. I just looked at both of you and I'm like, I have two of my good friends here.
Clearly someone's very emotional right
and
now.
And it makes me
yeah, is that yeast infection making you pretty emotional?
Yo, I told you. Okay. Okay.
I forgot we didn't talk about it.
So everyone, to fill you in, I had a yeast infection this past week. Thank you, Michael.
Hey.
And I was saying I hate the word yeast infection, and I hate the word vagina.
I love vagina.
Me too. I love the word
I
vagina.
I hate both of you looking at me saying I love vagina. It made me very uncomfortable.
No, I don't love your vagina. I just love vaginas and
You said vaginas?
I do. Those are different
I
kinds.
I love vaginas.
Those are different kinds.
I don't love your vagina. I love vaginas.
Excuse me, miss. Do you have a vagina?
Vagina.
I'm liking our ADD podcast. So I was... What were you saying? Baking bread, Michael?
Mm. Yeah, I was baking bread
in my pussy oven. I'm sorry. I can't even... That's so gross.
Do you prefer pussy over vagina? Because pussy's a way more aggressive term.
Pussy's very aggressive.
If I'm having sex, I would say pussy over vagina.
Yeah, whoa. I mean, who said, yeah, give me that vagina? No, you said,
give me
that pussy.
What do you say during sex? Like, fuck my little pussy.
No.
Like, fuck it, good.
What do you say?
I say, fuck my big gaping vagina.
What do you say?
What do I say? I'll say like fuck a lot, but not like
you just say fuck.
But like in the moment,
fuck.
No, it's not like that. It's more like I don't want to get in the moment. But it's like I'll be like fuck. Like I don't know. I'll say like oh my god. Like I just get in the moment.
Do you like getting talked dirty?
When do you drop a pussy?
I don't really. I feel a lot of pressure when people expect me to talk dirty because I don't really know.
When do you drop a pussy? Is what I want to know. What in what. Sense.
Wow, I'm normally not bashful, and this is making me.
Why is it making you bashful?
Use pussy in a sentence. Put that in my pussy.
I can't.
I don't think I say it that much. I'll be like,
I've never been with a huge talker.
I'll say something like, "Oh, I love your dick. Your dick feels so good in my pussy."
You sound like an art teacher.
That's why I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to do the voice.
Joseph, you said you don't like being with girls that
are
talkers?
I said I haven't been with a
dirty talker.
No.
What?
I'm not really much of a talker. I was with a guy who was like, what do you want me to do to you? Tell me what you want me to do. And I was like, this. Whatever this.
Dude, right now, you're doing a good job.
No, I can't.
Backflip, land in my pussy, and say I said pussy.
You said pussy. You're very comfortable with that.
Pussy.
I need talking. I don't
do you
like.
Know what I don't like?
Does Iris talk?
I mean, on the podcast, we're going to talk about it right now.
Yeah,
fine.
Oh, we can bring up my yeast infection. But if I ask if your girlfriend talks,
well, because she's not here, we can talk about your. You can talk anything about my dick.
Just, fine, we won't go too much into it. Does she talk?
Yes.
Oh, Iris.
I couldn't be with someone who's not. I need that like freakness in the bedroom. I can't deal with like vanilla, like, oh, that feels good. No, I need you to be like, fucking do it to me, dirty cakes.
You would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, I would. I'm very aggressive.
Yeah, I'm not down.
I'm like choking, slapping, like hard slapping.
Michael.
I try to fight you is what I try to do.
Sounds like a brawl.
It is. I get in the bedroom and it is UFC. I go round one fight, and I just
has Iris me. Always been down for that, or do you think she's
no,
just
no? I forced her.
You.
I forced her into it. She said, "I really don't
I
want
mean,
to." And
don't
I was like,
use
"Shut
the word
fuck
forced.
Up." I'm just. I'm, these are all jokes. Everyone, relax. No, she's very into it. From day one, she said no a lot, but I'm just joking. Everyone, I'm just joking.
Michael's actually a lovely person.
I am. I'm really joking. She was very into it. I'm very into it. I couldn't be with someone who didn't like aggressiveness. I'm a very aggressive dude in that realm.
You're 50 Shades of Michael.
I really am. I haven't seen the movie, but I'm assuming that's what I like.
He's a little bit more over the top. He has like a whole room of pain.
Well, you don't really know what I have.
Well, I do. I mean, I watched the movie.
Well, right, but I'm saying you don't know what I have in my repertoire.
Do you have a room of pain?
Yes. No.
What do you use? Do you use like handcuffs and tie her up?
I have handcuffs. I haven't tied her up with rope, but handcuffs and maybe Kate, maybe just be professional and not look at your phone during the podcast.
I can't. But where do you even go to buy? Like, what do you need rope? Like who bought? Like I thought rope was like an extinct thing. Like only fishermen use it.
An extinct
if a guy,
thing.
If a guy
like,
went to have
rope,
sex with me,
like yo, we have other shit like chains.
No,
but
you,
I don't do that. I don't.
Yeah, no.
I can't see like if a girl's like, let me tie you up. No, thanks. You could.
But see, that's
like
but,
one day.
But that's the thing. I don't like. I like to be the aggressor.
Right.
I don't. If a girl was like, I'm gonna tie you up. This is not gonna work. I need you to be.
I'm just too afraid.
Why?
Because what? No, I'm too afraid for a girl to tie me up. Because like it's like having a pet gorilla. Like they're nice, but one day it could just beat the shit out of you. So that could be the day.
So having a girlfriend is like having a pet gorilla. What you just said?
Yeah. No, I'm saying it could be like, you know, that woman who had a pet gorilla one day. She's like, oh, he's very nice for me for
right.
10 years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 10 years in one day, he fucking blasts her in the face.
Yeah, I doubt.
She's got no face anymore.
Can you imagine Sammy beating the shit out of you?
Some girl, tie me up. I'm defenseless. All I got is my face movement. And she could just fuck me up. Not about it.
First of
all.
And that's how I feel.
If I was about to have sex with a guy and he brought rope out, I would be so not okay with that.
Who's bringing rope the first time? You work into this thing. You don't just go in full guns a blazing the first time. No, I might give you a little soft choke in the beginning. If you give me a little, I'll give you a little like a hard. You know, so we start from level one and we work up. I don't bring rope the first. You know, my first rodeo. You know what I mean? I work up to that thing.
I mean, I personally, I feel like unless you're.
I did the most maternal look, didn't I? I was like, oh, Michael.
Yeah, it was very momish, and I don't like it. So give me that look when we're talking about this type of stuff.
He hates when I do my little.
No, I'm fine with the maternal looks. It makes me feel like nice and warm inside, but I'd rather not have those type of looks when I'm talking about roping up girls.
Sorry. Listen,
you know what I mean? Like a young cat.
Joe, what were you
unless
saying?
You're a cowboy,
yeah,
having rope is just not. Why would you have that?
Let's just say this.
Can we high five?
I don't have rope. I have what are these called? Handcuffs.
Right.
Right. I don't have rope. If I'm going to tie someone up, I've used like a bow tie that I've had like that. And, like I don't have like nylon rope that I have lying around underneath my bed.
Like a basketball net. Just...
Yeah.
Wow, that's creative.
Yeah, you like that? This got weird.
Welcome to the podcast. All right. What are we talking about today?
I know what's the topic. I would like to talk about, because I was on Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole last week, and Tim and I got into a bit of a dispute because he brought up how I cry after sex sometimes, which we've talked a little bit about on
Deep
here.
Deep in the Rabbit Hole, by the way, for it's a podcast. I don't know if everyone knows that.
But I just would like to say, I don't do a scary cry after sex. Do you know what I mean?
Do you cry all the time after sex?
No, but like, for me, sex is such a like...
Is it because the rope burn?
Fuck off.
Okay.
It's so intense for me, and I'm such a sensitive person that if I'm really in love with someone and it's like... I'm telling you, like, for the guys that I've been with for a bit or who get it, like, it's not like... It opens me up. I can't explain it. I just like... But I'm not like, oh! Like, it's just like...
Do you cry every time?
No, but if it's a really... If it's like a passionate one, like real passionate where you're just like in it and you're like loving but hot. It's just complete guard down. It's hard for I'm in it. Like I'm in a whole other fucking zone.
I can understand why you would cry. I could never be with someone who cried, but I can understand why like.
I think our sex styles are totally opposite.
Yeah, I wouldn't
be able to deal with that.
No,
either.
I would get like two pumps in the cage and she would start weeping and I'd be like, oh,
no,
well, we're
done. It's after I come. It's like. Such a fucking thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
I'd be like, are you crying? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, the first time that there would be a cry,
I'd feel like I fucked up everything.
Oh, something happened in your childhood. I'm out. Cap.
I never had a person really weirded out by it, except Tim's was a little.
I'm telling you right now, everyone was weirded out by
everyone,
it. They just didn't tell you.
Everyone wrote it in the group chat with their friends like, dude, this girl was crying yesterday. It was wild.
Yeah.
No.
No dude is comfortable with that. I'm sorry.
You're
no
wrong.
Guys, no guys like, yeah, you know what my girlfriend did?
Yo, you
dead
wrong.
What did she do? Oh, she weeps after I hit it. Oh, no, she don't. That's dope. No. No one is excited about that.
I disagree.
You disagree fine. Because you do it. I'm just saying from a guy's perspective.
You're one dude and you also
I am two dudes.
Do Pound Town.
Two dudes.
I am two dudes.
You're 23. Give yourself some time.
It doesn't matter. I don't like crying.
Yeah. Kate,
it's good crying.
Kate,
we've put such a stigma
I'm all for
on
you
what
crying
is.
I'm all for it.
Joe, would you be freaked out if a girl cried after sex?
Like loud?
No, just like almost like a. It's not like a skit. It's not like.
Do you want to be consoled?
No, I mean it's nice to like have someone there and not like pretend you're not crying.
I mean, no, I wouldn't want that.
Thank you. He's three guys. It's weird. I mean, I'm not at a funeral. I don't want tears to be like the moisture for which I, you know what? I don't know.
I just think crying, people happy cry too. I've never seen someone, sometimes when I'm with Shane and he's like the most beautiful thing, I get like teary and like, I'm just very sensitive.
You're very emotional.
Yeah.
Well, happy crying is fine. Crying consistently after sex is a deal breaker for me. I don't want to have.
Well,
like,
Michael, we're
weird.
Breaking up.
Are we done?
This is it.
All right. I didn't know we were together, but I guess we're done.
We actually are together in our new vlog coming out.
Guys, check it out. New vlog coming out.
What's it about?
It's called Box and Cox. I'm the box. He's the cox.
You're really this cell job is horrible.
If I had to guess, who was who? Yeah. That would have been my guess.
Yeah.
So,
but it's actually, we were editing it today, and it is pretty funny.
It is funny, guys. You should check it out. It's coming out in about a week or so. It's dropping.
Or
it's going to be hot.
Or two or three.
It's dropping. It's going to be hot.
Yo, it's going to be hot, dude. It's going to be the hottest shit on the street. What are we actually talking about in this podcast?
All right, okay, let's get to our topic.
All right.
So I actually had a listener write in. I'm not going to read their email because I don't want you guys making fun of this person.
Why it was very, would we make fun of them?
It was very intense.
Do they cry after they
have
sex?
You know what? Maybe I should get it.
That's the only way I'd make fun of them.
You're the. Why are you the worst?
Why am I so uncomfortable? Can I put my feet on the table, Joe?
Dude, go.
Go ahead.
Lay down on the couch.
But anyway, I'll tell you what the topic is, and so we'll see if I can get the email open. But the topic is why people are obsessed or become obsessed with famous people. Where, like, they have the posters hanging up to the point where, like, that's what they think about. And I'm sure a lot of people, you have a lot of, what would you call them, fangirls or just fans in general. Because you have guys who
or
are really into you,
fan
too.
Fanboys as well.
Yeah, I don't get that at all because I was never like that growing up. I never had, like, a person who I was like, oh, my God.
You never had, like, a sports person?
That's the thing, too. Like I like athletes, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was always a sports guy, but, like, I never, like, I met Magic Johnson when I was super young.
Yeah.
And even then, I wasn't, like, super, like, whatever. I was just like, cool, this is Magic Johnson. Like,
well, you got to be careful with the AIDS and stuff, you know what I mean? You can't be, like, too, like, aggressive with him.
AIDS or not, I wasn't that.
Okay,
like,
I totally checked out to find the email, and I just looked up, and we're talking about AIDS? What's happening?
We're talking about Magic Johnson.
First of all, it was very funny. No one gave me love. But I just wanted to make that.
And I didn't even realize
I'm trying to be in.
Feet.
I'm in. You
yeah,
know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got to come from out there.
Okay, so let me read you this email, okay?
Okay. Yes.
And I'm not going to use her name, but I want her to let her know. I want to let her know I'm not making fun of her. I think there's a thing as to why people idolize.
Okay.
I would love
whoever
to hear
it
this.
Is.
I have a lot to say on this topic.
Me too.
Okay. Hello, Kate. I can already sense that this is a topic for the next podcast. Maybe not the main topic, but one of them. It's actually going to be the main topic. Mm. The One Direction episode has hit. Something was going to hit us after their 5-year career. Something as big as this was bound to happen. I just really hope that in this, you really take on consideration for all these young fans. Granted, there are many 28-year-old fans that I know personally, but that can still be considered young. All I wish is to hear your clear concern. Do not behead us as young girls who know nothing. Because yes, there are 12-year-old fans that know Harry's shoe size and not their own address. But we are all real people. I think people tend to forget this. They see us as zombies of a boy band. But there is a big portion of our heart that is invested. And when that one thing has made you happy for 5 years straight, this kind of change is full of distraught. By the way, the change is, I guess, one of the members has left One Direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has been 4 days, but it feels like 4 years in my heart. You can call us dramatic or what you will, but do not say our hearts are an invalid piece of machinery. No one controlled us. We did this to ourselves. You might look at these 5 idols and say, it's all for the money. Money makes them smile when they look at you. They see currency in your eyes and gold in those concert seats. But what you often forget is that they are as human as you.
I'd like to first say that their hearts are definitely an invalid piece of machinery. That's what I would definitely first like to say. 100% disagree with that. I'm just joking.
Well, first of all, she's clearly super passionate about One Direction.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. I understand. Did she say how old she was?
I'm guessing she's either in middle or high school.
All right. That's fine. I don't doubt that those girls have a huge passion towards One Direction and their heart is in blah, blah, blah. But she's going to look back on that one day. Like, you know, I was maybe too invested. Because I don't think to obsess over something that much is good of anything. Think about it. If you're doing something that much, anything, it's bad.
Well, you're escaping something else. It's an avoidant tendency.
Here's my take on it. I think that if you want to have that, I don't make fun of or hate the passion. The passion, I think, is I think that passion that she has for One Direction currently is going to be her passion that she has for different topics in life, which is going to propel her farther than other people.
Unless, well, hold on a minute.
Yes. But this is just misguided passion. She has that inside of her, that passion,
which
that,
is
that
beautiful.
Spark, which is beautiful. But it's misguided. It's to this one boy band who it's not propelling her forward. But I think Joe's right. She's going to look back when she's 25, 30 and be like, wow, I can't believe I had that much passion. But dude, she's young. It's a learning experience. I don't hate on it, but yeah. I think as an adult, I look at it, I'm like, that's kind of ridiculous. But in her life, being so young, that it's not ridiculous. That, you know, that's someone that she looks up to, idolizes. We all idolize people to a certain degree. Like, I look at Bill Burr and I'm like, holy shit. I don't have posters of him, but I'm like, I idolize him. You know, I think I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yes and no. I mean, I think there's, because I don't think you idolize him. You think he's amazing.
I've jerked off to him.
Okay,
before.
Stop. You appreciate his art.
That's another thing. People throw around that word idol a lot, and those girls especially love to do that shit. There's girls who have told me, like, you're my idol. Like, that's very irresponsible. Like, for me to be your idol. Like, I'm not, like, you know what I mean? I'm not anyone's idol. You know what I mean? I'm not that type of person. But it just doesn't make it, like, they, man, it's so hard to explain. It's like, like you were saying, the passion is there, but it's like misguided. It's like, it shouldn't be this. Like, this is, like you said also, it's not propelling you forward. It's not making you progress. Like, you take that passion and put it into something that's, like, productive, that's going to help progress you. You can always have a passion towards your favorite band, because everyone has their favorite artist or whatever. But put that towards something else and make that your top priority. Not, like, One Direction, you need to know everything that they're doing 24/7. Like, I don't think that's necessary. If you want to be a huge fan, you could buy all their CDs, go to all their concerts, all that shit. But to be a fanatic of anything, I don't think is, like, too good or healthy.
I think it's bad when it's a detriment to your life. If you want to know his shoe size, know his fucking shoe size. I don't care. That girl and all her friends are the reason why entertainment exists.
Yeah.
The reason why these ladies are going to grow up and go to our stand-up shows and, or, you know, and watch your YouTube channel, Joe, because they have this passion. If they didn't have this passion, we'd be out of a job. So yeah, I appreciate that.
Absolutely, but I think, you know, we have a lot of fans for the podcast, but I don't think they're as invested as she is. Do you know what I mean?
Like, no disrespect to this podcast, but there's a difference between this podcast and One Direction.
Of course, obviously. but what I'm saying is like, it's one thing to admire someone or like their work or like them as an artist. It's another thing to be emotionally distraught over something that, you know, but I get it, you know. But I do think when you obsess about anything or put someone up on a pedestal like that, you are avoiding something else in your life. You're putting that much energy there because there's something that you don't want to put
like,
energy into.
Yeah, let me just do this because this makes me happy, but I don't want to, just let me
it's
do
this. It's avoiding this other thing.
I disagree. When you're that young, do you remember when you first fell in love with someone? Do you know how crazy extreme that was?
Yeah.
So you're not hiding anything. That's just, you're young. You've never experienced that before. So everything is heightened times 10. It's like when you're young, you're like consistently on ecstasy. Like everything is times a billion. So you're like, I love this person. My shoes are so cool. But then when you get older, you're like, yeah, my shoes are dope.
But let's talk about, first of all, there's this documentary that you both should really, really watch. It's called I Think We're Alone Now. And it's these.
No.
These two, listen to me.
It's completely off.
You're such a
you don't
dick.
Even know what it is. I'm out.
It's
I'm
really done. Interesting. It's these two people who've been fans of Tiffany, the young. I don't know if you know Tiffany, but she was like a pop star that we love. Yeah, I think we're alone now. Anyway, so they're just obsessed with her, and they're grown people.
Yeah.
And you can tell in that circumstance, these grown people who are stalking her, that they really are just avoiding some deep,
100%. 100%.
So when there's a difference in your
when
age.
When you're 13, 14, and 15, whatever, and you know Harry Styles' shoe size, that's fine. If you're 37 and you still try to find Harry where his apartment is or whatever, then that's a
you're
little much.
You're now stalking a little
bit.
Yeah,
and you're like stunting your growth as a human and definitely trying to avoid life, as you said. But if you're 15, no, I don't think you
and
are.
And I think age does play a factor in it because I know kids that age would hate to hear that because I was one of those kids like, don't fucking tell me you know everything because you're older than
me.
Yeah,
I was like that too.
Like, I was like, just because I'm 15 doesn't mean I don't know, blah, blah, blah. But as you get older, you realize once you get older and you start figuring out what's actually really important, what's actually not important, you start to like you know, you look back on certain things like, you know, they were right when they said that. You know what I mean? And it, I feel like it takes like a strong person to actually admit that, like, you know, they were right, they were wrong. Like, and now you're just trying to like pass that on to the younger kids, because I always tell kids too, like, don't look up to me. Like, if you love what I do, then you should, you know, want to be in competition with me. You know what I mean? Or want to be better, or like, if you want to do that, you know what I mean? I just don't get the crazy fanatic portion of that. Like, I don't like anything that much.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, and if I do, like, I'm not like that. Like, it shouldn't take away from other things in your life. Like, I didn't go to work today because there was a One Direction TV show on. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
dude, I saw videos when Bieber was in. Remember that he was coming out of jail at some point? I think he's been in jail multiple times, but he was coming out of jail at one point, and I saw this video where a dad was driving his daughters to go, like, not a protest, but like hold signs like "Let Bieber free" or whatever. It was a school night or school day, I'm sorry, and her father was taking their
take them
to school, bro.
That's funny.
That's irresponsible.
To show love to a dude who's in prison, and the father's like, "Oh, no problem." Like, first of all, that's his fault to get your children in school. Yeah. But it's like, you love someone so much, you're gonna take school off to give love to someone who's in prison.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's just too much.
That's so funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's also, I feel like TMZ, that whole culture, or like Perez Hilton.
There's no shot Justin Bieber was in prison, by the way. He was probably in court. But
I think they were holding him.
I mean, Martha Stewart went to prison. By the way, I watched the, before we get to the TMZ conversation,
yeah,
did you guys see the Justin Bieber roast?
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
I did not see it.
Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Slayed. I was dying laughing because it was so, you didn't see it coming. Right. It was unexpected.
You could tell that some of it was someone else wrote for her, but it was
of
funny.
Course.
Yeah, but
you can also tell she was reading off a teleprompter.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It was awful.
Didn't matter.
I think they all have a teleprompter.
Yeah, they all did.
Her prompter, I think, was off though. It was terrible.
Yeah, she was like reading. It was probably far away. She's like, oh, I need glasses.
Pete Davidson, who we know, he fucking did great.
Yeah, Pete did good.
And, I mean, dude, Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart bakes
fucking cakes, bro. How do you expect her to, like,
she's
not good at stand up, bro. What a piece of shit. She bakes lemon pies for a living.
I thought she was amazing because she was dry. She was perfect, I thought. For Martha Stewart, I was dying.
Yeah, she was good.
She's like, it's as easy as making blueberry scones when she talked about, like, shanking a bitch or something, or prison was as easy as blueberry scones after she said she, like, shanked someone. It was amazing. Yeah. Anyway, watch the Bieber roast. I found it really entertaining. But so let's go back to the TMZ Perez Hilton culture. Even grown adults love the gossip magazines. They love going on the internet. I guess gossip magazines now are probably, you know, not as popular because we have the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But people still love escaping their own lives through reading the drama of, like, what's going on with Kim and Kanye.
Yeah, sure, dude. Escaping is not a bad thing. It's just the level of escaping that you do. If you read a magazine as a 45-year-old, I think that's...
Then, like, do you.
That's fine. People watch CSI to escape. You know, escaping from your shit-ass life because you work at, like, you know, Trader Joe's, I understand that you want to, like, read a magazine or watch CSI to escape, but it's just the level at which you do it.
Yeah.
If you like CSI so much you need to go to their house and try to get their autographs, that's insane to me.
It's interesting. I would say, yeah, never feel guilty or bad if you are going to those to escape your life. We all need to escape and avoid to some degree. But if you're doing it so much, I would say start really thinking about how else you could put that energy somewhere into, or something, like, how would I say it? Put that energy into you. Like, find an activity or a hobby that you haven't been getting in touch with or you haven't been doing, and do that, because you'll feel so much happier.
That's what I tell people all the time. Like, I'm like, the energy that you're putting into loving this person or loving me, you could be putting that into something else.
Yeah.
And, like, because I wish
the amount of time that I could have back.
That's what I always think about. I'm like, yo, when I was your age, I fucking wish someone was telling me this shit. And
I wish
I listened.
I have a joke about it. If my mom just told me that I wasn't going to make the NBA, do you know how much goddamn time I could have had back doing something that would help me?
Did you really try?
Bro, 8 hours a day in my driveway, not joking.
That is so cute. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was going
to
make it.
Did you go to college
for it? Yeah, 5'9". Killing it. 5'9", 158 pounds of fury, NBA, call me, Lakers, where's my goddamn phone call?
That's beautiful. beautiful.
It's not beautiful.
I'm so happy.
Waste of time.
Listen, 5'9", 158 pounds. You could have been the best shooter ever.
Yeah.
And you have not.
Doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter.
I was sitting with Michael today editing, and I looked at the size of our legs, and he has a skinnier, little muscular leg than me.
Oh, yeah.
A little munchkin.
Yeah, got a six-pack of fury. Legs like a fucking 13-year-old Dominican girl. Come on, guys. Here we go. What are we talking about right now?
I don't know.
It's really fun.
It's talking about your legs right now.
Yeah, we are.
I'm impressed.
By how little my legs are?
You'd be a great-looking drag queen.
You know, do you understand your
part? And this conversation
you were the 30th person in my life to tell me I'd
really?
Be a great... Yeah.
Because look at your little hot girl body. I'm
do you, no, do you, when I have such a girl body. When I was in college...
First of all, everyone, you can look up Michael Blaustein. He's a good-looking dude. You look like James Franco. We were
sure.
talking about this.
Sure.
You can also watch on Daily Motion and see them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go on Daily Motion.
Oh, yeah. Go on Daily Motion. See these legs?
Honestly,
see how skinny these legs are?
Look at those fucking socks. Those Argyle socks.
If I'm being completely honest, James Franco just doesn't do it for me.
Well, you know what? Go fuck yourself, Joe.
What about Blaustein?
No, but you're like a better-looking version than him. But him?
Thank you, man.
I don't get it. I really don't.
He always looks like he's high. I don't think he always is high, but he always looks it.
He
like,
always
he just
looks like,
he
just
woke
got
up.
Done playing 4 hours of video games and like eating a bunch of Cheetos.
Well, have you seen what he does on a daily basis? The man does not sleep. So I assume that he, with all that
not sleeping... What do you mean? Because he's acting?
Dude, he's acting, directing, writing. He does poetry. He does like if you look at his schedule. It's insane. He was going to two grad programs at the same time.
At his schedule.
I love that you know this about him.
I mean, dude, it was in one article. I didn't like research him. I love him. He's on my post on my
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, here we are talking about people obsessed. So,
yo,
we
look
didn't
at
know.
His schedule. Like we
yes,
all
check
have
it out, dude. I'll email it to you.
I would love if you were his personal assistant, just someone who looks exactly like him.
If I was a personal assistant, I would kill myself.
I know. I'm sorry I said that.
Okay.
You would really be unhappy.
I would be so unhappy.
You're going to make it. I was just teasing.
I know. Hold on. I have
Mr.
made it
Sensitive.
In my eyes.
Let's go, Mike.
Yeah.
That's very deep.
No, well, yeah, Box thanks, and man. Cox is about to explode in your pants.
That was very deep. That was deeper than Kate's yeast infection.
You're so rude. It's fine now, guys.
Are you sure?
By the
Monistat
way, going
does
backwards,
the trick.
Going backwards, I'm very uneducated. Please explain to me the symptoms.
No.
I don't know.
I was hoping that's not what you
if
were about to ask.
If your vagina feels like it has acid in it, you might have a yeast
no,
infection.
No, it's not acid. It's an itchy...
If your vagina
it feels,
feels like it has red
and
ants
itchy,
crawling in it.
And it's like the vaginal discharge gets like not as like nice. It's pretty gross, actually.
What does it taste like? Because I feel like I've eaten a girl out then when she was on a yeast infection.
If it's nasty, then it might... Like, I would never...
It's not nasty.
You
it tastes
know.
Like chemically.
Really?
Like a battery?
Like I think she was putting cream and shit there to
that
make
might have
it
been
not...
a whole other thing.
What
I don't
it,
know.
What was it?
I don't
soap,
know.
Hand soap, Mr.
Why
clean?
Was she putting hand soap in her vagina?
Some people try to
that's
clean it.
That's so with... interesting. Yeah, you guys must have tasted some interesting vaginas in your day, huh?
I definitely.
I've been, you know,
in the clear?
Knock on wood, I've been pretty good.
Well, like, what I do, guys,
what the fuck
for
are
all,
you doing
for all
wrong,
the young
Michael?
Guys out there to check, all you have to do is just go in there and finger it real quick and then lift your hand out, smell. If everything's fine, go down there to munch a little bit. But if you smell and
if
things
rank,
aren't great.
Would you still stick it in?
Have sex with her?
Yeah.
It depends on how hot she was. If she was like, you know, a six, then no. She was like a nine, but I was like, she might have played volleyball earlier today. I don't care.
Oh.
That's good.
Good to know.
Why am I getting super judged? Fuck both of you. Equally.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I'm very listening, dude.
Why did you think we were judging you so
because
hard?
No one talked, you guys were looking at me?
A nine was very high. I would have said 7.5.
I think we were just thinking about it.
Oh. It's like 7.5. I would have said, yeah, fuck it, let's go.
I'm telling you, having a vagina, though, is just so much more intense than having a penis.
Oh!
It is.
Get out of town.
It's a cavernous hole. Like, things happen. First of all, we bleed out of it once a month.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
which gross. Just is a lot.
That is a lot.
And you then you
what?
Get, you're more, God, my vocabulary today is awful.
Here's
more
the thing,
susceptible
though. Here's the thing,
to infections.
We, when you're older, this doesn't really happen, but when you're younger, man, you like get hard like twice, three times a day. You have to like stand up in class and shit. So when you're younger, I would say that being a dude is harder than being a girl.
Dude.
Did you ever get your period in middle school and
have
get
you,
up?
Did you ever have to get hard and fucking figure out a math
can
problem
you imagine
in front of everyone?
Accidentally leaking through your pants
I was
a little
reading,
bit of blood on your
seat? Real quick. I was reading The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe in front of my sixth grade classroom, and I got a boner, bro.
Very steamy poem.
How did you... You got a boner reading Edgar Allan Poe?
I got a boner reading The Raven.
I had a hard dick every time I got on the bus. Every time. Just the way the bus was moving, boner.
I get an erection every single time I'm on an airplane. It's just the pressure or something. Like, just rock hard. If you ever see me on a plane, I am rock hard.
You know how many girls I know that would go to the office and be like, I have cramps and a headache, and they got sent home and they had a test that day?
I can't go there and be like, I got a rock hard dick
right now.
Hey,
did you guys ever hear of
I've
fucking,
done that before.
Did you ever hear childbirth? Okay? Shut up.
All right, you got one thing. Great.
Dude, I can imagine how boners. I can feel your pain there. That would be a lot.
In jeans.
I'm just talking.
Jeans are getting skinnier too, so this is not helping.
No, yeah, no.
Honestly, let me tell you something.
But imagine
I think
leaving
they're
a
actually
blood.
Helping. I think having skinnier jeans are helping because it's keeping your dick down. When we were in sixth grade,
fight. That's the problem. The fight.
Yeah, but the baggie would let the dick just fully escape.
It would. But...
And when you're younger, you're wearing boxers, so nothing's holding it down, dude. You got to do the flip tuck. You know how hard it is to flip tuck while you're reading Raven? It's really hard.
Flip up?
Flip tuck. Flip tuck when you're doing Raven is the hardest thing ever.
And now we know where all this emotional pain stems from.
The Raven play? The Raven play. I don't even know what the fuck it's called. The Raven. What if all my shit happened because of the Raven incident?
It's like, what happened to you? I had a boner in front of my English class.
God damn Edgar Allan Poe.
God damn boner.
God damn Raven. Now every time I see a
but
raven.
But just imagine, yeah. though, getting up, being in middle school, getting up out of your seat, and just having a blood mark on your seat.
You
and
could
then
lie.
Blood...
Be like, yo, I get fucking, my
no,
there's a nail open.
There's no lying. And then but you know what? Back then, when I was in middle school, it was cool to tie, like, a thing around your waist, a shirt.
Like,
you know,
fucking Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Kind of, yeah. So we would just do that if that happened.
I love how you're saying that's a style. It's just a functional thing to tie your, you know what I mean?
No, it was like more than when I was in middle school.
Back in the day, we used to wear scarves. I don't know if anyone did that when it was cold outside. We used to wear scarves. We used to do coats, too. I don't know if it's in fashion still.
No, when I was in middle school.
When we were in college, we used ears to hear things. I don't know if that was a thing you guys do.
Breathing was all the rage back when I was a kid.
You know what was crazy too? When we were underneath the water, couldn't breathe. It was crazy.
Nowadays, people are just breathing.
Crazy. Everyone's got gills nowadays. It's bullshit. You got iPhone 6s and gills.
Are you
guys
done?
Don't know how good you got it.
You know what's also crazy? When I eat things, not hungry anymore. That's just how I do it.
Okay, you're done.
We had to take shits. We had to stop our whole day to take a shit. It was like 20 minutes.
All I'm saying is, when I was in middle school, the grunge thing was popular, like Nirvana, Courtney Love. Right. So it was even more like.
Did you see Courtney Love on Empire, anyone?
No.
I don't watch that.
Oof,
was she hot?
No, but I said otros. No.
What? Just
no.
Happened.
Yeah, she's a disaster.
Do you speak
disaster.
Spanish or not?
She's a disaster. I don't know. It's all fake.
I've heard him speak Spanish several times, then he says he doesn't. And
I don't.
Just
it's all fake.
Me.
It cool. does. It's not nothing.
Oh, okay.
It's nothing.
That sounded a little Italian, too.
It's nothing. Maybe a little Italian. Abaracone, si. Abaracone, si.
Si?
Parafone, si. Amenamone.
You know what that means?
Amenamone.
Sounds like edamame and
no, he said he made
a
money.
Pasta.
No, amenamone. I made a money, is what I said. Amenamone. Anytime an Italian dude walks up to you in New York, he's like, excuse me, I'm getting to 40 seconds. He'll be like, amenamone. And then he'll be like, oh, excuse me. Bella.
Iris is
what
is saint.
Happening right now?
Your girlfriend's
a saint,
Michael.
What the fuck
is
going on?
Excuse me?
I said, your girlfriend's a saint.
Here's the thing. My girlfriend is.
You said she was a C, like an A,
that
B,
would,
C.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so funny.
What
your girlfriend's a 5.
Your girlfriend's a C minus.
Oh, I thought we were talking about her boob size.
I think
his girlfriend, Sammy, has like double D boobs.
Wow. Are you into Perky. Boobs? Are you into boobs, or it just happens that she has boobs?
I'm into those.
Okay, sure. Answer my question, you jackal.
Yeah, sure.
Why? You're into boobs. Okay. I'm not really into boobs. I'm not really a boob guy.
Like if she has big tits, you're like, oh, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Here's nothing against girls with big boobs, but here's where my brain goes. It goes, I'm going to be with you. If I feel like I'm going to be with you for a while, all of a sudden, those boobs are going to start, gravity's going to start attacking those goddamn things. So I'm more into girls with like Bs, like solid Bs that are just sticking there, you know? Double Ds, I'm like, oh, those are cool when you're 24.
Do
but then all of a sudden, bang, gravity. Huh?
Do butt sag?
Listen, butt sag, everything sags.
As you get older, everything melts.
Yeah.
And you get shorter, apparently.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a teacher.
Back in the day, I would get taller. It was crazy.
Oh, man.
Burr. No! You're turning into Nathan.
I'm sorry. I just did this podcast. This is why I think I'm crazy.
Yeah, what is that shit?
What are we talking about, guys? Are we talking about passion with celebrities?
I don't know. We just totally left that.
Do you have
like
any celebrity that
ago?
You look up to? Like, besides, I mean, not look up to, because
if I'm being 100% honest with myself, like, idolize is obviously way too aggressive of a term. I mean, I look up to people's work.
Right.
I don't idolize them as a person.
Do you
idolize
anyone?
No.
Do you
idolize anyone?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't
it's
either.
It's a strong word, man. I don't, because I think, well, here's the problem is, like, we're thinking of us, we're in this entertainment business, so we want to be,
right.
We want to be the person that people idolize. So I think for us, it's extremely the other way. I think if we were like, quote unquote, you know, normal people with normal jobs.
If we were like a life insurance, like, oh man, I idolize fucking
whatever. There we go.
I don't know.
Yeah, we want to be the ones that.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't even need to be idolized. The people that, it's not idolized, the people that I look up to, I think are a lot of these like spiritual writers or speakers.
Right.
But it's not really idolized. I just really
you
love
enjoy
hearing
their work.
Yeah, and I love hearing what they have to say and being inspired. I like being inspired by a lot of comedians.
I just feel like the whole idolize and like fanatic thing is just unnecessary. Like, what is the point?
Well, when you're putting someone on a pedestal, it's a little different than just saying, I really love their work.
But I just don't get it. And I also don't get, like, this would make more sense to me if people were idolizing someone who had a podcast rather than someone who's playing music on a stage. That would make more sense to me because people on a podcast are expressing their views and their opinions and they could help someone through the things. Like, you hear someone say something else and it validates it for you, so it makes you feel better. So if you hear someone saying that. But someone just playing music on a stage, like, how are you that fanatic about that? I understand being a fan, but I don't know how to.
I mean, a lot of people say, like,
I'm
music
getting
has,
email
has
out,
saved
by the way.
Have saved their lives, you know? A lot of times people will, like, you know, One Direction had got me through, you know, X, Y, and Z, and, you know, now I can live
but
on
it's the
through
music,
my divorce.
The music is what got you through there, not the people.
Right, there's, but they are playing the music.
They are, but as people, like, they don't have, like... It's hard for me to explain, but like the music, the sonics, the fucking shit you hear.
Yeah, but you can't idolize the actual notes. Yo, that B flat! I got that B flat on my wall. You can't do that, you know.
You have to
idolize where the notes are coming from, which is the person.
I suppose.
And they're super hot.
Hold on. By the way, I want to read an email, not the whole thing. But his name's Cameron, and he first of all said that we have been a huge inspiration to him and helped change his life and the way he views the world. So that's fucking awesome. We love to hear that because we talk a lot about following your dreams and not living the typical life. He actually wants to start his own podcast and YouTube channel. And he made a GoFund because he needs to afford a MacBook and stuff like that. And he asked if we'd mention it. And I am fine with that. So, but Cameron, you didn't really leave where, like, how to find your GoFund. So look
Is
up-
Cameron in Nigeria?
No. Look up Cameron. The name on the emails, D'Angelo Ferguson. Hopefully they can find you. But yeah, we would love for you to.
Hold on, D'Angelo Ferguson, but his name is Cameron.
Yeah, he wrote, hi, my name is Cameron.
But his email is D'Angelo Ferguson?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds a little fishy to me, bro.
All right, well, whatever.
D'Angelo Ferguson, but your name is Cameron?
Yeah, I don't know. I should have thought about that before I read this. I don't know. I like this, though.
Here's another thing that I think. There's this thing that happened. When that kid Zane left One Direction,
Is that his name?
Is that his name? I swear I got to know.
Zane.
Which one left? What does he look like?
He's brown.
Oh, well,
they're all white kids. But
okay,
like,
the one that looks like you, sort of.
No, he looks like Jafar.
Okay, the one with dark hair and
he looks
okay,
like
okay.
He looks he's like Middle Eastern.
Why did he leave?
Do you think he looks Middle Eastern?
No, but he just looks dark.
Really?
I don't know. He looks Italian.
You look so white to me.
No, Italian.
I'm shockingly Caucasian.
Yeah. But you're not Italian?
I am.
Yeah. Italian.
You're such a Caucasian.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I think, I know what you're saying. I'm white, but
he has
like,
a little bit of Italian, but I feel like the typical white guy has a little bit of Italian.
Let me tell you something.
Don't
Joe,
you think?
This Joe over here that's running the sound, he looks white to me. Very, very white to
he
me.
He does too.
I'm Middle Eastern.
He's Middle Eastern. Are you really?
Yeah. See, white.
Syrian.
Fuck.
But white's becoming so mixed.
You're terrible.
Like,
at this.
I know, I'm horrible.
There was something, I forget where it was, but they showed like what people are going to look like in 100 years because we're all just mixing.
It was on Time Magazine. The cover.
There you go. Yeah, we're, and thank God. I love that we're all mixing. And it was like someone who's just so ambiguous in their genetics.
I'm against it, dude. I just feel like white people should have sex with white people. That black is not. People. I just, you know, that's where I'm at.
Such an idiot.
I'm just joking, guys. I'm just joking. Shout out to GoPros or whatever.
What is your girlfriend? What's Iris?
My girlfriend's Venezuelan.
Oi.
Venezuelan.
She's pretty. She's a hottie boombalati.
Oh, thank you, girl.
Hottie.
Hello.
Shout out to Iris. So, hottie boombalati.
Hottie girls.
Would you guys shut the fuck up? I was trying to say something.
Oh my god.
Oh,
I'm
sure,
so
man.
Sorry.
Not a problem, dude. Not a problem.
No, but the kid Zane, when he left, there was girls on Twitter, like, cutting themselves. And just like,
that sucks.
Yeah, it was like, it was terrible. I'm like, this is, you know, insane. Like, not insane. That's a bad word. But it's just like, it's crazy to me. Like, that's wild.
But that's what I'm saying. Even at that young age, they've definitely misplaced.
But here's where I have a huge issue, because I've seen it happen. I was like in that world for a little. I've kind of got myself out. Like, I wanted to diss myself because I don't like the fangirl thing. I think it's very, like, I just don't like any of it. But there's girls who, when Twitter first started, that was like the first time that you have direct communication with whoever you're a fan of.
Yeah, it's fan mail. It's right. Fan mail, but minus the actual mail.
Right. So that was like the first, like, direct, you know, thing. It was easy for someone to answer you. So once girls started saying, like, you know, these real girls who have depression, real depression, and like all this shit, like, really, you got me through a crazy time. Like, I used to cut myself, but, you know, you helped me through all this shit. And the person's like, and then the artist will answer and be like, you know, good for you. Like, keep doing whatever. Like, I'm glad that I could help, blah, blah, blah. There's other little girls who see that as opportunity. Like, oh, I'll say this to get his attention. And it's like, it's a sickening amount of girls who will just put up a front, like, I'm depressed. They throw words around like depression, cutting, and all these fucking serious
just
things.
To just to get a reaction.
Just
or
to
a
get
response.
A reaction out of people. And I've never responded to any of it. Ever, because I'm not going to be the person that responds so that some other idiot goes, oh, I'm depressed also. Because also, when little girls are on the internet and they see that, when I was younger, I didn't even know cutting existed. I didn't know that was a way to
yeah,
escape.
Me neither.
It.
I so think that,
like,
that became...
The fact that you see it, now you see it as like, this is an option. And if you keep talking about it and you're not even about it, you're just adding fuel to the fire. So it's now these little girls are seeing like, oh, they're cutting. Maybe that works for them. Oh, maybe it works for me. Meanwhile, these girls are just talking shit. They don't actually do it. You know, I'm not talking about the girls who actually have a serious issue with depression and you know, stuff like that. But there are people who just say shit like that just to get a reaction. And, like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what they do. It's bad. People say that to me. I'm just like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about? You know you're full of shit.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it. I've gotten those things a number of times, and I literally just respond, I'm not equipped to handle this. You need to talk to a professional. And I don't. That's the only thing I'll write, and I won't respond again.
Yeah, I mean, that's an appropriate response. Like, I'm not going to be the guy who'd be like, oh, you know, good for you, blah, blah, blah. Like, I can't do it.
Because you feel like it's feeding it,
no
matter
feeding
what it is.
And it's like, I could, they could be serious, but they also could be, you know, faking it. And if they are,
even,
then people find out.
Even if they're serious, it's proving to them that that is a powerful thing.
Right.
It's proving to them that they say, oh, all I have to do is say this. And I feel I in my life, I don't have any control. But with this little technique I have, I don't mean to demean it by saying this little technique, but you know what I mean. I can gain control. I can gain power.
Right.
So then if you respond in a like, if you like, you know, really fuel it, then all of a sudden they're going to do it more.
Right.
So it's
like,
you know,
I need you again. I need you again. Like, they'll just...
Yeah.
It's
the whole
thing is
actually just sad.
It is, but it's also even more sad that people are disrespecting it by just faking it, like trying to get a fucking tweet.
Yeah.
Like, yo, are you kidding me?
Wow,
like, what the fuck is that? That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's so bad. That's why I hate. I say all the time, like, I just dislike the fangirl like thing. I just don't like
you
it.
You really don't.
I hate it.
Well, yeah. I get, you know, I do check a lot of the emails, and it's actually been hard to get back to most people at this point because we get a lot, and I've become a lot busier, so it's hard because we get like really long stories that people want advice on, and I used to sit there and it would take me like 2 hours to really give good long responses, and I feel bad because sometimes it's someone who is battling with something like depression or anxiety, and you know me, like, I want to be able to say what I think would help them.
Yeah.
But it's been a real, I don't know, a part of me is like, this isn't, I've been trying not to feel the guilt where I'm like, this isn't on me
yeah,
to
not.
Spend this much time, you know, that doesn't mean I'm reading all of your emails, and I do, I'm sending you all love, but it's too hard to spend like 2 hours a day being like sending therapeutic responses. But that's been a battle.
That's why I don't go to those like events anymore. I used to go to these events where it'd be like meet and greets, and it was just like 1,000 these girls, and like some of them are just like, I'm like, what are you saying? Like, they'll just say wild shit. Or like these one girls, like they're like fucking 12. They're like, here, it's like, it gave me like a banana with like a condom on it.
And
oh
my God.
It was hilarious. And I'm just like, where's your parents? Like, are you kidding me? Like, it's just like the weirdest shit. You know what I mean? Or just like very inappropriate stuff. And like, they have this self-entitlement that's like, I'm a fan of you. So you, I'm expecting you to do whatever
Dude, that's
I want.
Why, that's what this Twitter, that's what the social media thing did. It empowered the fan.
It's,
so if you don't respond, it's like, well, I love you. You should love me too. That's not how this works,
no,
man.
It's not.
I appreciate that you're a fan, but it doesn't, just because you're a fan of mine doesn't automatically make me a fan of yours.
Yeah.
What, well, also, just because you're a fan of mine, like, that doesn't mean that I like you. Like, I appreciate it, but why? Why?
Well, you don't know them.
Exactly.
Well, this is the thing. It's an entitlement issue. You know, you're like, I'm not entitled to give you my time. Like, if we were entitled to give every fan some time, we wouldn't have any time to do anything else.
I made a video explaining this whole thing to people. I'm like, listen, I don't owe you anything. Like, I don't owe you a follow.
Well, can you imagine one of us like texting Beyonce thinking that she owes us something?
Yeah, people. And like,
if you like Beyonce, like, fuck it. She's amazing.
Yeah.
But you don't. One time she doesn't owe you a phone call.
I walked up to Beyonce one time and gave her a banana with a condom on it, and she did not respond at all.
That, can you imagine? You'd probably get shot by one of her bodyguards.
Probably.
But that's the thing. Yeah, it would never occur to me that, like, I love Justin Timberlake. It would never occur to me that he owes me something.
Yeah.
I just love him.
It's.
But we have to understand that our mindsets are completely different, guys. It's what I said before. It's like we want people to idolize us. We don't want to idolize anyone.
I don't want to be anyone's idol.
I just don't want people. The more I think about it, I'm just really looking out for them. I'm really looking out for these kids that are just, I feel, are brainwashed by the dumbest shit. Like, there's kids on YouTube that make videos, like 25 things in my room. This is my phone. I got it in November. It's crazy. This is the microphone, and like, I had it, but then I got rid of it, but I got it back. And these girls go crazy because they're a cute dude with like this kind of fucking hair dude that I have, and like, you know, a t-shirt on that they like from a company, and they're like, oh, I'll just like this kid because everyone else likes him. And it's like, these kids are making those videos, then they're selling them merchandise, then they're paying money to meet these kids, and then what are these kids doing? They could be adding fuel to the fire by being like, oh, I love you, you're the reason why everything. And it's just like, that just makes it worse. Like, yo, I've met these kids who say these to these little girls. They don't mean that. They just fucking say it because that you're supposed to say. It's not like they're I'm all about my fans, everything I do is for them, blah, blah, blah. No, these kids are like, yeah, I'm getting paid like $2,000 to go to this thing, so I'm just gonna like show up there. I'm like, dude, don't be that person. Like,
don't be
like,
fake. You're just saying don't be fake.
I'll never be that person that like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, I love you, you guys are my everything. Like, no, man, fuck that.
And the thing that you were saying is, I don't wanna be anyone's idol. I would love to help inspire, or not even like, not in a way where I think I'm above, but like, even use my ideas or what I've been through. If that helps someone, fuck yeah, you know. But I don't want to be on some pedestal, because I'm like, trust me, I am just as messy as the next person, if not messier.
Yeah, you know, I just infection and you're crying after sex.
Yeah,
Jesus
exactly. I'm physically messy and
Joe,
emotionally. But
Joe, who am I?
Oh, you're the worst. My whole point is like, if my honesty with it can help someone realize that like, we're all human, we're all struggling, we're all, you know, trying to get through this, amazing. But I definitely wouldn't want to be on a pedestal as if I'm better than anyone, because we are all, now I'm going to get spiritual, we are all powerful beings, but we really are. And no one should be, no one's better than you. We're all unique and amazing. Seriously.
It's however you use that power of being idolized. I don't think the word idolized, it just has a bad connotation. It's
the way
not,
you mean it.
Yeah, I mean, it's
it.
Like, it's not like, I'm not saying like, I want to be someone's king or like fucking protector. I'm just saying, once you have that power, it's up to you to use it correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to like inspire people to do what they want to do and be respected for that in the process, and I'm good with that.
Me too. I want to inspire people to follow their highest excitement and
I'm just trying to have a sex with all my fans is what okay. I'm trying to do.
I'm just trying to...
I'm joking. There's no laughter in this room, so every time I J-Lo. Say something, it seems like I'm serious. Then I have to say that I'm joking.
I'm in it,
like
dude.
You just
I know,
did.
I know. Both you guys both you guys are so in it that you won't break from, like, you I won't know. Deviate to, like, I'm just fucking around. You guys, no one laughs, and I'm like, all right, well,
well
now
I'm
I have
still,
to say that I'm just
still
joking.
I'm still coming off a yeast infection. What do you expect from me?
That's true.
We actually have to wrap this thing, we have to wrap this thing up.
Wrap.
And remember, wrap up your dicks so you don't give a girl any bacteria.
And wrap up your backs if you
and
have backs.
And wrap oh, up yeah. your bananas.
With condoms.
Michael Blaustein.
Yes. Stein, yes, ma'am.
Where can they find you?
They can find me on my website. It has all the social media links. It's,
are you stroking the microphone?
Yeah, I just want people to go on, follow me more if I stroke the microphone. I do it really sexual. I'll
well,
do
I'm
it.
Uncomfortable.
Hey, guys, if you want to follow Michael Blaustein, just go on his website. It's michaelbblaustein.com. That's michaelbblaustein.com.
And look out for Box and Cox on YouTube. It should be out in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's Kate and I's vlog, so check it out, guys. It's going to be funny.
If you guys want to follow me, I'm on Twitter, at Joe Santagato.
You can follow me, the Kate Wolf, two Fs, on Twitter.
I'm also on OKCupid, apparently. The guy's name is Rico.
I can't.
That's all I know about it.
That's
but.
Hysterical.
I'm on, someone took my pictures, and I'm on Tinder, apparently, as well. So,
so
don't,
swipe right.
Don't swipe that
well,
guy.
Well, I'm a little offended that I'm not on there. Apparently, I'm not good looking enough to have my picture stolen.
Kate Wolf, God damn it, you are.
Oh, by the way, someone tweeted and I sent it to you via text, but you didn't respond to me because you have a job, so you think you're better than me. But someone wrote at Joe Santagato at the Kate Wolf friendship goals because you and I are so,
aww.
We're such good friends.
Whoever fucking tweeted that is getting blocked. As soon as
yeah, you know, I loved it. I was like, friendship goals. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Michael, you're left out. No one wants to be friends with you. Bye.